Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 91. Our topic today is guard your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 reads, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Your heart, like your home, has doors or gates. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. Your mind, will, and emotions are gates to your heart. The things that we think and decide or feel all enter our hearts and shape our outlook on life. You have the power to observe your thoughts without becoming your thoughts. Things that we think and feel are simply data, information that we can decide whether or not to use. There was an old saying that went, "If it feels good, do it." Well, that's actually a foolish statement, because many things that feel good are not good at all. And some things that feel bad, like going to the dentist, are good for us. So we don't want to just go with the flow. We want to place guarding our hearts above everything else. As the text said, above all else, guard your heart. Why? Well, everything we do flows from it. We're witnessing almost every day bad and good outcomes from the hearts of people. Bad things such as crime and murder, lying and stealing and cheating, began in the heart. But good things, such as people helping people, persons who commit themselves as educators, missionaries, and preachers, and others who from their hearts have determined to be a help and a blessing to others. So in the process of guarding your heart, pay attention to what goes in, and you decide what can enter and what is not allowed. It is possible to edit that data. It is possible to edit the data of feelings and thoughts. Again, you can observe your thoughts without becoming your thoughts if that thought is not good. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you have failed to meet the test?" Guard your heart so that good things can flow from it. I want to invite you to listen to part 2 of the new series I'm teaching entitled Healing of the Soul. Last Sunday's message was entitled Self-Awareness, a Key to a Better Self. You can listen to the podcast or watch the video with all the slides on YouTube. You can learn about self-awareness and the 5 areas in which we should become aware in order to guard our hearts. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.